today. Jesus was born. So let's keep it light. Visits from Santa last night. The evening full of jolly ho-ho-hos, smiles and laughter. And yet, last night again, our Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1:21-32, throughout his book, throughout every book, our Lord is a straight shooter, directly, steadily calling out the infidelity of us, his bride, the church. Humble us, Lord Jesus. Please give us eyes to see and ears to truly listen to your honest and holy truths. So it goes again here today in Matthew's telling of the forerunner prophet John the Baptist. He's not going easy, and he's not mincing words. But maybe we can add a laugh track. Maybe we can hear John the Baptist laughing out loud as he addresses the Pharisees and Sadducees in a direct, blunt call out. Laughing, shaking his head from his guts. What are you all even doing here? This is only water baptism. This isn't even the real stuff the Lord Jesus is going to unleash. Just go back to your comfort zones, your old stomping grounds, your womb tomb of your church circles. Just get out of here. You cannot be serious that you're going to come here with this weak garbage. To be honest, this is heavy stuff that our Lord calls us into. And we likely will have to learn to see ourselves truly and also laugh out loud. Are you kidding me? That's the game we're going to play? That's what we're going to bring in here? John's call out on them is the same call out to you and me today. Reminds me of the glimpses of the visions of Bill Murray and Punxsutawney Phil. Waking to his alarm clock day after day after day after day. Same experiences. The movie Groundhog Day rings true for you and me. We lose plenty in our translation of the Lord's call to faithful living, which starts with repentance and keeps on in repentance. Yet each Bill Murray day we watch as generation and generation in the Bible and generations up into ours go through the motions, lukewarm commitment to the high call of the Christ. Bill Murray did get better with the alarm clock and reset each day. He was more aware and in tune, are we? And now today, as we learn again how to properly study Jesus and the prophets of Bible times and process Bible scholars through the years, we might even listen to the words of worldly scholars in the form of comedians. They can preach. They too can keep it light, causing laughter to ring out. And yet, they still cut to the chase as to the hypocrisy in all of us. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Bear fruit. Our heart is clearly set on being consumers of the fruit of the Lord and his faithful, way more than being bearers of fruits. One small example, too close to home. Martin Luther is a model of how deep we should delve into God's truths in his word and the hypocrisies that brew around and in us. We shouldn't use Luther as a trophy. He's not a cheat sheet with all the right answers, but he's a model of a man living out repentant life. Comedian Joe Rogan of Fear Factor fame, a decade or three ago, UFC fame today, shared this before the start of one of his raw Netflix comedies. Humanity is really just glorified mold on bread. Really no more than bacteria consuming and ravaging the earth. However he chose to get to that truth is commendable. Whatever he chooses to do in living out that truth, that's up to him. But that processing will preach to you and me as we too regularly graze through life in a daze and just casually consume. Haven't we had enough already? That was a question that came on a radio program I listened to driving around 5 or 10 years ago, Black Friday Christmas shopping. The host proposed this question to a lady who called in to talk about and justify her alcohol consumption. It struck me as a pretty decent way for this host to process, an honest way to say, enough of this. Haven't you had more than your share for one lifetime already? As a lover of Bud Light myself, this is the watered-down beer mentioned last night in Isaiah 1. This worldly advice will preach. I don't know what that advice did for that caller, but it can work for us, those working on being faithful in the Lord. Haven't we consumed more than our share of good gifts and reaped from the abundance too easily available in our lifetime? Haven't we numbed ourselves enough, dumbed down ourselves, watered down enough our attention to even the mere beginnings of repentance, much less staying in the state of keeping in repentance? This would be the true beginnings to our smallest sprout of faith. Another echo of ho, ho, ho takes me to the land of the Jolly Green Giant. That brings back memories for me of my dad's stories of pea combining the hills of Minnesota when he was young. This is the echo of the giant of vegetables. It's reminiscent of the echoes of the Church of Bible Times and repeating like the scratch CD up to the annex of us little faith people today. This was again last night, Isaiah 131 declaration. We are too quick to declare some delusion that we're tall cedars and gorgeous giant sequoias, self-declared jolly green giants of faith, when we actually emerge into newborn faith eyes, we see we are jolly little sidekick sprout. Have you seen that guy? At best. Our oak idols and self-worship is quick kindling and a lost life consumed. Sprouts. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn shall appear for bearing fruit and vegetable harvest. Let's quit claiming giant status. We are sprouting. Matthew 6 speaks to lilies of the field, not toiling. Let's take a look at the womb tomb of a seedling or animal life in a shell. These embryos live in comfort and consumption. Yet something calls them from their constrained, confined comfort to break through shell and soil, from out of the safe place to a whole new light, life and possibility. They just have to hear the call and follow this deep inherent instinct to almost do the exact opposite of what makes any sense. To the comfort, to call out from the comfort that is so seductively numbing, addicting, so safe, known, and loved. A baby will have to go through some discomfort and distortion to exit the birth canal. And then the size of the human brain and the head grows tremendously after birth. And this is the learning and growth that has to happen after birth. This birth canal of faith for you and me and intense growth to follow isn't any different. Jesus, lion and lamb and shepherd all wrapped into one, is in a way our son and our mother of faith. He is the gauntlet laid down, the narrow birth canal, the eye of the needle, our bloated camel, plenty fattened, plenty of hoarded carry-ons. Have you ever looked at the head of a camel? Huge and hard as a rock, all of which are required to navigate through the needle eye of Jesus' call. Just how malleable are our headstrong bones these days? Birth, we don't remember, but assume to be a scary, harried event. There's plenty of discomfort and pain and strain, fears, tears, on the part of this sweet little baby, forced through the narrow way to experience even more chaos for the remainder of his or her days. And all the fool's gold we pursue or accumulate, it must be addressed and maybe even dismissed. Casting off the double humps of camel gluttony and security, deflating our huge old stubborn camel heads with so much useless knowledge that we think shed the snakeskin of our massive egos. We're called to shrink and contort through into new Holy Spirit daily baptism, living and learning. And don't forget any hardened parts of our hearts that we get to discover and surrender to softening too. There's a recurring Saturday Night Live skit called The Office Boss. Anybody watch Saturday Night Live? Has Beck Bennett as a business genius who has the body control of a baby. Sophisticated, intelligent, respected man with flailing arms, food smashing and throwing, leg wobbling, peekaboo confusion.
Where'd you go? There you are.
A man, a 40-year-old man at the basic beginning level. Hands and legs don't work. It's laughable to me. And so are you and I. We were babies in mind once and our bodies matched. And now we get to do it all over again as full-grown men and women. And we are a laughingstock and the butt of jokes. There's an Office episode, if you ever watched that comedy. Later in the seasons, it's called the christening. There's a baptism. There's a youth group mission trip. Just laying open all the fun stuff of what we are and try to be honorably in the church. It's awkward. We're awkward, and it's okay. We get to learn to laugh at ourselves because we aren't that impressive. We're bumbling toddlers in faith who make a mess of most things. We throw tantrums, have so much to learn. It's a frustrating challenge to learn to walk upright in faith for the first times. But first, we have to figure out how to roll over and then crawl. No matter what comforts try to paralyze us and convince us otherwise, recognize the old life does damage to you and others and is a meaningless suffering. Our true life is with the Lord, here and now. Listen to the deeply ingrained calling to his challenge for each of us, one that is also full of pain and true opportunity and purpose. Just like changing smoking and eating habits can miraculously turn the tide and reverse the damage we can do in our bodies, so we have been called to heal with this living body of Christ, with every small breakthrough that he leads us into. Baby, we've come a long way and we've got a long way to go. Let's start to learn to laugh at ourselves in this ridiculous, humbling faith life as we gladly join Jesus' glory and suffering on this earth together for his Father. Our learning starts with repentance and keeping on and more of the same.